Evelyn Wong, Jet Black and the Ninja Wind by Lisa Lowitz. Wait a minute, Jet said. Oji-san has blue eyes? She switched to English too, wondering why her mom hadn't told her about that.
Yeah, many people have blue eyes here. We're different from the Wa.
Hiro glanced around.
Hey, did anyone know you were coming?
Jet turned around too.
No, why?
Good, we should hurry then, he said excitedly.
The dog at his side barked, looking up at Jet expectantly.
Oh, I almost forgot. This is Asuka.
He ran his hand over the dog's fur. At his command, Asuka slowly approached Jet, who reached out to pet her.
Wait, please don't move,
Hiro said. Asuka sniffed her feet and went back to Hiro's left side.
Now it's safe.
His face registered relief.
She has to smell you and record the scent for later. That's her enemy check routine.
Oh, Jet said, wondering how often the boy and his dog had to check for enemies.
It's getting dark,
Hiro told her.
We'd better get going.
You can't imagine how long I've been waiting for you. I've been hearing stories about you and your mother since I was little.
Before she could ask what kind of stories or even express surprise that he'd known she existed, the boy and his dog took off along the mountain path. She had to follow them or she'd be lost.
Hurry!
He called out.
We should tell Oji-san right away!
Jet jogged behind him. As they emerged from the bamboo grove, the Oi mountain range came into sight, peaked and majestic.
That's our village, Hiro told her. Come on, Hikayo, faster!
In the distance, flanked by the mountain and a river, was a cluster of old thatch roof houses leaning into each other like people huddled in a circle. On either side stood sheer cliffs like hands lifted in prayer. A white mist hung over the valley like an ancient scroll painting. There was something otherworldly about the scene, and Jet was unnerved. It was too quiet, too calm. Where were all the people?